Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda, and I've got a very exciting guest for you today. I have Stacey Bloom with me, and she is an experienced fashion entrepreneur and inventor with a proven track record of developing innovative designs from inception to mass market adoption through licensing. Stacey invented an ingredient brand called Elastifuse Technology. EFT re-engineered a classic sweatband to be a functioning piece of elastic in order to capture sweat, prevent chafing, and maximize comfort. This revolutionary elastic is patented in multiple categories, including activewear, underwear, and accessory bags. Noble Titan is a consumer-facing brand conceived as a proof of concept for EFT. The men's underwear category is currently selling at Walmart. So it is my pleasure to welcome Stacey Bloom to our show.
Thanks, Belinda. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So
I love the title of your show, by the way.
Oh, thanks so much. There was a lot of thought that actually went into that. Like, there's a lot of things around happiness, and then, you know, we should love what we do so it doesn't feel like work. And so I just was taking some of those thoughts about what was happening in society and what was important to people. And at the same time, you know, entrepreneurship is growing. And I just really came up with that title based on a lot of different feelings and things that were happening and trending. So I think that it really, and it should speak what it is. It's like a brand. It's like people shouldn't have to guess. I wonder what that podcast is about.
Exactly. But it's so true that when you just kind of have some mantra, just as simple as that, it can really have such a positive impact of like infusing your day with that passion and positivity.
Absolutely. So Stacey, I cannot wait to hear you fill in a little bit of gaps from the bio. First of all, congratulations. I hate even saying it like this, but we just don't hear of a lot of women inventors and women that are trailblazing this. And we just don't. We just do not. I don't have very many on the show. So I'm very excited about that. And I can't wait to hear this backstory. So fill in a little bit of the gaps of your bio and tell us about your journey and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. Well, I didn't set out to become a fashion entrepreneur. It kind of happened. Back in 2003, I had my first venture called Bloom. And very fortunately, it made headlines with People magazine and the Today Show when they reported that Jennifer Lopez celebrated her engagement to Ben Affleck by getting some Ben name patch thong underwear. So that was at the height of the whole Benifer phenomenon. So the media outlets were happy to report the sexy scoop. The orders were piling in faster than the seamstresses could sew. And, you know, an unconventional new brand was born. So I jumped into my new role as a fashion entrepreneur. I was really fortunate that celebrity fans kept coming on board. You know, every time there was a new relationship, it was an easy kind of way to make new headlines. And I sold to high-end retailers like Barney's and Saks, Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom. I also expanded into Bloom Baby and Bloom Kids Fashion. So the business was growing, and we were getting requests from some of our biggest accounts to expand into the men's category. That's when I started researching other underwear brands and noticed that the waistbands were almost always emblazoned with designer names like Calvin Klein and Ralph Lauren and Tommy Hilfiger. And that struck me as really odd. I figured a man's torso is a prominent piece of real estate, so why should it be used to advertise another man's name? Why isn't the waistband being used in a more functional way? And that's when the idea of sweatband elastic hit me. I realized that it would not only be more fashionable to have a sweatband at the waist, but it would also capture the sweat, prevent chafing, and be extremely comfortable. So that was my big aha moment. And that's what set me on a journey with my next venture and my new invention of sweatband elastic.
Wow, that's exciting. So are you still working with the Bloom fashion line? That is still what you currently have. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
The big lesson I would say for fellow entrepreneurs out there who are interested in a licensing structure, it's really important that you make sure that there's things in the agreement that protect you and protect the brand and make sure that the brand does live on. I would say the first 2 years of my licensing deal, two to three years, were great. And then the fourth and the fifth year, I didn't have an MGR in place, which stands for a minimum guaranteed royalty. And that really affected the relationship between me and my licensing partner. They weren't as determined, or they didn't have as much skin in the game to continue to keep the brand selling at certain levels of distribution. So they kind of just let it, I don't want to say die or disappear, because it does still exist. I do still have some wholesale accounts, but you know, I will never make the same mistake of not having the protection of an MGR in the future. So fortunately, I had this whole new idea of Sweatband Elastic, and I started new brands. ElastiFuse Technology is the patented Sweatband Elastic, and Noble Titan is the consumer brand that's patent powered by ElastiFuse Technology. So these are my two new fashion ventures, which have been an exciting new way for me to continue on an entrepreneurial journey, using everything I learned from Bloom and what worked and what didn't work. I would say, you know, building Bloom, I learned so much. It was exciting. I did trade shows. I was designing. I learned so much about marketing and building websites and the celebrity fans and working with department stores, and then ultimately transitioning to the licensing deals and the big box retailers. So it really set me up with a great foundation to go on and continue to build these next brands.
Great. And so where exactly are you today then with your entrepreneurial journey?
So when I came up with the idea, that big aha moment of, you know, Sweatband Elastic and why does it exist, I decided that the idea needed to be protected. And I did a lot of research on patent attorneys and what it meant to secure patents. So once I was able to accomplish that, it gave me the confidence and security to pitch global athletic companies with this big idea of Sweatband Elastic. So I met with their design, product, and business development teams, who declared in very validating words that, wow, innovation drives the market and Sweatband Elastic is innovative. So it felt validating to know that big companies saw the uniqueness and the differentiating factor of what Sweatband Elastic is. But in order to get them to move from this wow to, okay, we want it now, they needed to see it proven in the marketplace. And that's when I pivoted once again on my entrepreneurial journey and was like, okay, I have this idea, I have these patents, but now I need to actually create the product. So I ended up partnering with the largest elastic companies in the world, which I didn't even know existed prior to setting out on this journey. And they re-engineered machines and helped turn a sweatband into a functioning piece of elastic. So basically, if you were to go to Modell's or Dick's or buy a sweatband or, you know, a headband, a wristband, and if you cut it open and tried to attach it to your underwear or your yoga pants or, you know, underneath your sports bra, if you try to attach it as regular elastic, it wouldn't hold up. It wouldn't function as a working piece of elastic. Like the shrinkage, the elasticity, the elongation, the modulus, like all of these aspects of what makes elastic work are not in the properties of a regular sweatband. So I'm kind of marrying the ideas of a sweatband and a piece of elastic to make Sweatband Elastic. Once I had a working prototype, I brought it to Marty Litt of Pico Manufacturing. He's one of the largest licensees for Hanes sleepwear and loungewear. And his team was really instrumental in helping get the product completely market ready. And that is the men's underwear that we have online at Walmart today.
That is fantastic. That had to be exciting, right?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, again, it's really validating when Marty, who's been in the men's underwear business with the largest companies in the world for, you know, 30, 40 years, for him to notice and appreciate the innovation of Elastifuse and want to be a part of bringing it to market, it was great. It was validating and a big deal that he helped take this to where it now is.
That is great. So how has the business affected your lifestyle today?
The business. Well, you know, when you talk about working from your happy place, I would say the fact that I have the freedom to make my own schedule is awesome. I appreciate that every day. And when I have new creative ideas, that I'm on this open path to pursue them. And I know that that's a luxury. But I do think it's also kind of important for people to realize that when you're taking on the journey of an entrepreneur, there's a lot of ups and downs and instability and, you know, moments when you feel like giving up and when you just, you know, it's hard, the perseverance. It can definitely be challenging. So you've got to have the endurance and the patience to really stick it out and the faith to keep going. You know, it's the passion and the faith and the perseverance to believe in your ideas and just to keep going.
Great. So then I guess then that would answer kind of our next question about your two greatest skill sets. You would identify those then as passion and perseverance.
Yeah. I've always believed in the bigger vision I'm working towards. So that drive to achieve the end goals, that's what keeps me going.
Great. So do you have one of these outstanding accomplishments that like is a standout for you or that is super meaningful?
I know that launching my first brand and getting into higher end department stores and specialty boutiques is a real accomplishment. And that business continued to be fueled by constant media exposure and celebrity fans. So, you know, my next big idea has been more challenging, but getting the patents was the first big milestone achieved for sure. Mm-hmm. And then partnering with the large manufacturers to get the actual prototypes. So going from a concept to an actual product that's sold to the largest retailer in the world is definitely meaningful. I know that goals are being achieved, but I'm still driven to grow the business with more categories and more retailers and more brand partners.
That is awesome. So let's talk about a challenge or obstacle that you have faced along this road and how you worked through it.
There have been many. But I would have to say that in general, it's not taking no for an answer. So there's a handful of instances when I've heard a no, but maintained the conviction that it really should be a yes. And therefore, I just kept taking steps towards getting that actual yes. When I first launched the Bloom Baby fashion line, I knew that tacking ties on baby onesies and t-shirts was like a fun and fashionable and unique design. So the aesthetic humor and price point in my mind were a perfect fit for Barney's. And when I first reached out, someone said, you know, thank you, but no thank you. And that kind of hit me like, wait, I was just so confident and so sure that this item belonged in Barney's. Like, who just said no to me? And then when I did some digging and found out that it was the buyer's assistant, I went back and did some more digging and research and let me go find the actual buyer. So I redid my pitch to the actual buyer, got a meeting, had a great meeting, and I left her office with an actual PO. So my baby fashion line launched in Barney's and sold there for, I think it was for almost 5 years. So I think that's just an important lesson that like a no doesn't actually have to mean no. And a similar thing happened when I researched patent attorneys. I was basically told by a handful of lawyers that the patents were going to be really difficult to obtain and they might not be worth the effort. the idea, I had such conviction about what this idea was and such a vision for bringing it to the market that I knew these people who were telling me it wasn't possible, like, couldn't be right. So I kept doing some more research and found a patent attorney who said, oh yeah, sweatband elastic, we're going to get this done. It was his confidence and expertise that immediately gave me the confirmation that I found the right lawyer to accomplish the job, which we did.
That's awesome. And I think that's a huge lesson for anybody in here, especially entrepreneurs, is you don't have to take no. And I think that that's such a simple little lesson, and yet it is such a huge valuable lesson. Is why are they saying no, or what are they saying no to, or how could your presentation have been different? Finding the right person, getting through the gatekeeper, like all of those things are really important. You know, this is a foolish thing, but yet it meant so much to our home. I had been in search of the special blue granite that I wanted for my kitchen so badly, and I was having a really hard time finding it. And then all of a sudden I found this guy in New York City that was selling it. He was going out of business. He was a granite, you know, store, whatever you want to call it. And he was closing his business, and he had this blue granite, but he was only selling it with the other 42 slabs of granite that he had left. And so I was like, I want these four, but the price he was selling it is what I would probably pay for the four. And so he said, we need a place to hold this. Like, we can't put this on a semi truck and deliver it to Michigan without it having the proper place. Like, you need to find a facility that will store this and then take care of it until you get it manufactured into your house. So I just thought, okay, I just need to find a granite place that will accept this, and then I'll let them do the manufacturing of it, or there's another word for that, but, you know, doing the edgings and installing, the installation of everything. And I must have called 12 or 13, and they said, no, they're selling you junk. We'll sell you granite. And then finally, I just didn't give up. And then finally, a guy said, look no further, I'm your man. I was like, okay. And then we ended up putting granite throughout this entire house. And he did such an amazing, beautiful job. And we've had a really good friendship ever since. So I just think you have to learn to, if it's important to you, you keep. And if your gut is telling you that this will work, this is worth it, this is something important, you have to keep moving forward in that believability of yourself.
Exactly. I mean, you know, to be honest, I still can't believe that my sports bra isn't on the market, because I have so many prototypes that I've given to friends, and it's the only sports bras I wear that have the ElastiFuse technology right, you know, underneath the breasts. And it's just so much more comfortable. And so I'm frustrated that it's taking this long, you know, to get the activewear going, mm-hmm. but I know that it's still going to happen. Like, I have the vision, I have the prototypes, I have the experience of, you know, the wear testing experience that, you know, just is confirming that this is a product that needs to be out there.
I agree 100%. As a consumer, I would agree with that 100%.
Right. And yeah. And every woman, when they hear that idea, they're like, yes, a sports bra with sweatband elastic sounds like the way to go.
Absolutely. Oh, so we've touched on a little bit on working from your happy place, but that is our sort of signature question of the show. But what does that really mean to you, Stacey?
Well, I'm most energized and happy when I set new goals and take steps towards making them happen. So I guess, you know, reminding myself that even though this activewear goal is taking a lot longer than I'd like, you know, just feeling energized and having the faith that you just keep moving forward to make it a reality. So I do a lot of personal work to push aside the frustration and disappointment so that I can get back to that place of excitement and enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Around bringing something new to market. I guess like yoga and music and time spent in nature helped me get there on my own. And then, it's the people you surround yourself with too. That's so important. I find it really helpful to have a team that shares the vision and fellow entrepreneurs and friends and family that are rooting me on. You know, on the days I'm too stressed out, like losing sight in the weeds of whatever issues I'm dealing with, you know, it's my personal network that helps me get back to that happy place and just keep taking the steps forward.
That is great. And that is so important, is having a group of people that support you and surround you and lift you up on the days when you need that. I think that people kind of don't want to share that, oh, I'm struggling a bit, or, you know, I've hit a wall and I just need a little bit of advice. And some people, and sometimes it isn't even advice, it's just like encouragement. I just need to be encouraged today because I'm feeling kind of down. Right. And it's good to have that group of people, your go-to, that you know can do that for you. It's so important. Yep. What advice would you give to others wanting to go down this entrepreneurial road?
Whenever I get asked this question, I always say the same thing, you know, like, just assume that it's all going to take a lot more money than you initially think, and don't do it alone. You know, I think that having the right team to help accomplish what you're looking to set out to do, and to have the capital to make it happen. I mean, there's obviously a lot of hustle that you need to cut corners and make things happen, but capital will help you get there faster and easier, for sure.
Absolutely. I think one of the things you said earlier is, whatever you think it's going to take, double it. And that's what I tell a lot of my clients when they're trying to launch a new company and they're saying, oh, we're just going to need this. And I'm like, no, you're probably going to need double that, because that is just a really good barometer of what it's probably going to take.
Yep.
All right. So why don't you share with our listeners maybe some new and exciting things that you are working on that you think that might benefit from? And then we'll let our listeners know how they can find you and how they can find your products.
Awesome. I am working on face masks, PPE, with Elastifuse Technology. So when the pandemic hit, you know, it was a natural thought that this elastic has a different application that could make it more comfortable on your face, preventing the chafing and you know, just maximizing the comfort. So we did a lot of research on the right fabrics and, you know, the right layers. You know, our masks are going to have the pocket for filters. We have a lot of different options, like ones that have one band that goes all the way around the head, ones that have adjustable size on the ears, and then one kind of gator style. So yeah, Elastifuse Technology face masks. We're getting our prototypes this week.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So production will probably happen early fall. Early fall, we'll have the Elastifuse Tech face masks ready to go.
Oh, that is so great. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I think this will be so important because people are going to be wearing masks for longer periods of time. Like in the beginning, I was just like, run to the store, 15 minutes, have a mask on. But now if we're going to engage in activities, we're going to be wearing them for longer periods of time. We went to live theater this weekend, which was exciting. It was our first time since March. It was outside. It was social distance, but it was about 90 degrees. And I've got this homemade cotton mask on that was just really hot and sweaty, and it was uncomfortable. And I'm sitting here thinking that would have been so much better. And I think that we're going to be wearing masks for a while. I think that's going to be a reality of our lives for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole new category in apparel now. So it's interesting how things change.
It really, really is. And like, some of these, like my daughter goes to a performance arts high school and they are going back, but they have to have, like, they got to go with 14 masks, like, so they can wear them every day and interchange them. And they're going to be, you know, singing in them. And so they've got to be more breathable. Like, I think this is going to be a really important category for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that she'll try the Elastifuse Tech one, the poly spandex. Fabric is really soft, and then there's a mesh layer also, so it does feel more breathable.
Oh, good. So as soon as those are ready, you'll have to let me know.
I definitely will.
All right. Well, where can our audience find you? This has been so delightful, Stacey. So interesting. You've been an awesome guest. So where can they find you and keep up with you on like when these might become available?
Well, the men's underwear with this sweatband elastic is available on Walmart.com. So Noble Titan is the brand name, N-O-B-L-E-T-I-T-A-N. They can just type that into the search bar on Walmart.com and they will see the men's underwear. It's a variety of different colors. There are two packs for $14. So it's an affordable piece of comfortable luxury.
Very good. And can they follow you on LinkedIn or where's your social platforms?
Oh, yeah. LinkedIn, me personally, Stacey Bloom. And Noble Titan has an Instagram as well as Facebook page and Twitter. Be a Noble Titan on Twitter. Instagram is just Noble Titan and so is Facebook.
So when you are ready for your women's sports bras and the face masks, will they be under that brand of Noble Titan as well?
Yes. We will be launching the masks under the Noble Titan brand, but we are also in talks with a bigger company. So you may see some Elastifuse technology on a bigger athletic brand.
Woo. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll stay tuned for that. So yeah. Stacey, thank you so much for being on our show today and just giving us your pearls of wisdom. They were awesome.
Thanks so much, Belinda. I really enjoyed chatting with you and I'll look forward to staying connected.
Absolutely. And to all of our listeners out there, please, first and foremost, rate the show. That is something I've been leaving out and it's so important because Apple recognizes the more ratings you get, the more people that it's driven out to. So we appreciate that. So rate our show, subscribe to the show so you don't miss a single episode. And if you feel like leaving a review, we always appreciate those. So once again, thanks to our guest, Stacey. And until next time, keep working from your happy place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.